Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, we are excited. Another day. We made it midweek. Well, y'all, it's Wednesday, the middle of the week, and I know you are in for a treat today, so stay tuned. Keep your radio dial right there. Don't go away. I hope you got your phone charged, batteries charged up. I hope you're charged up and ready to go because we're bringing on none other than Mr. Versi Walker, who's just getting back from his dynamic self-employment expo out there in Chi-Town. So he will be on. I know he's got something prepared for you, and we can't wait to hear it. So we're going to open up his phone line right now. Good morning, good morning, Mr. Walker, and welcome to all of you who are tuned in today. You are here for a treat.
Listen to you. Good morning. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Going great, 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 great. I tell you, it can't be. Does it get any better than this, Mr. Walker?
No, life is great. Life is great. That's for certain. That's for sure.
Living your dreams. I mean, meeting people all over the world. You know, writing books, publishing books, helping others. I mean, really, does it really get any better? I mean, I'm not seeing where it could really get much better than this. But guess what? If it does, listen, I'm going to take that too.
There you go. I was actually, I got a chuckle. I was looking at a post from a friend of mine on her Facebook page, and she said, if you want to live your dream, or do you want to know how to live your dream? And then it went on to say, just wake up and get busy. I'm like, wow, how profound is that? If you want to live your dream, stop sleeping, stop laying on it, get up and just get busy.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I tell you, we want to say good morning to the chat room. Good morning to the switchboard and those that will listen by the archives. Good morning. Good morning. Well, this show is going to, I'm telling you, people, don't sleep on the Coach Lalisa Morning Show, because let me tell you, we are meeting more and more people. I met probably, last Wednesday, I met about 200 people at the day over there at Estes County College, Social Work Day. And so some of those people are going to be tuning in. And then I met about 60 college students, fresh, I'm talking about, brand new freshmen at Seton Hall University. And let me tell you, I was so charged up. That room, those students really had me charged up. They were on fire. I said, you know what, Seton Hall, you rock, because here it is. The program didn't even start until 8:30. The doors were open. Doors opened about 8 o'clock. Here you start a program on a weeknight. You got school the next morning. And this is not, a party atmosphere. It was not a nightclub situation. So you got college students coming to an event at 8:30 at night to talk about human trafficking and sex trafficking and prostitution. And then to stay there, I left there, it was 10:30 at night.
Wow.
Yes. So come on. Yes.
Wow.
You up, and I said, well, you all must be on spring break. That's why you're still. They were like, no. I said, wow. And didn't drop off, didn't get up and leave, stayed till the end. We took pictures afterwards. These students were really into it. So I want to just give them kudos and salute that group of students at Seton Hall University at 400 South Orange Avenue in South Orange, New Jersey. For me to be there the first time, those students didn't know me. I'm not a professor there. They had no obligation to, stick around. I wasn't the first speaker. I was the last speaker. So they could have gotten up and left. They could have said, the other speaker was another student. They could have said, well, we've heard her, that's our friend, whatever, colleague. We'll go, And then I was teasing them. I said, and you all even came back after the refreshments, because around midway, they had refreshments in the back, cookies and fruit and all that stuff. I said, now I'm really impressed. Most people,
but they wanted the information. They wanted the information, definitely a good subject and a relevant subject in today's global economy. It's unfortunate that things like that are going on, and oftentimes we're oblivious to it, and it's right under our nose.
Well, you know what? That was the point right there, because so many people, and there were several students there. They want to get involved. Quite a few of them. They want to get involved with a project that I launched a couple of weeks ago, this 1 Billion Women Changed. So we're going to be seeking to change the lives of, prostitutes, drug addicts, and what have you. So, because a lot of times prostitutes do have drug habits. That's a lot of times why they're prostituting. Sometimes it starts out, prostituting, then they get high. But then once they get high, now they got to keep prostituting to feed the high, that kind of thing.
Right.
So anyway, but back to you. I know you got information for us. I'm going to move out the way, let you do that. But I didn't want this opportunity. Some of them may have, I give my card out to a few people. So they have the number. They have the, the Blog Talk Radio show page on there. So
Stay
tuned in. I want them to know that I really, really appreciate how dedicated they were, and really kudos to them and to Reverend Pritchett, who was the advisor and to the entire Dr. Martin Luther King Association, and many of these students are there on that particular scholarship, and since he fights for human rights, and all week long they're doing stuff on enough is enough, so different social injustices to stop. So anyway, I'm going to let you move out, let you take it away, and do what you Mr. Walker. Okay.
No, no problem. Thank you much. Thank you so much, Coach. And once again, good morning to everyone who's listening. I hope you had a wonderful and safe weekend and a great start to this week. I'm actually looking out the window and gazing once again in amazement with just, you know, nature and the universe and all the great, wonderful things that are going on just around me and around this country. I'm so excited and so glad to once again be back. You know, I did go home, but it's nice to be back in my current home. It was a great trip. I thank all of you listeners who are tuning in at whatever level, whatever medium, and whatever method that you do to listen to us each and every week for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration show. And again, many thanks to you, Coach, for allowing me to share this platform with you to express to the listeners, you know, my thoughts, positive, inspiring, as I intend them to be, and hope that each and every one of the listeners are gathering a little nugget each week along the way that is helping them toward their journey for success and to have a better destination, a better travel for themselves and for their families. And that's the importance. Even you going back and talking to the kids at Essex County, it's that giving back. It's that real communal, community type of environment, which I think we've missed so much. And I think, for me, I grew up with great-grandparents, grandparents, and aunties and uncles, and we were, you know, a close family. And even that nucleus have broken down. And so communities are so divided. So many people are numb at what's going on right there in their own community. Years ago, Coach, they did a kind of like a survey or a test, and they would have people go into the inner cities and set off car alarms and just watch the response. And people were so numb to hearing car alarms going off. There were cars being tampered with, broken into, or stolen right there in front of these people's houses or buildings. But no one even looked out the window because there have been so many false alarms that no one even cares anymore. And I think we need to, you know, detoxify ourselves and stop being so numb and get back to where we're at least concerned or alarmed, because if anyone would have turned on a porch light or moved a curtain, oftentimes those type of things wouldn't take place. Human trafficking, the violence that we're hearing that are done amongst not only just racial violence, but biases towards homosexuality and et cetera, that is just constantly hitting the newspaper and the television. If we would stop turning a cheek, turning a dead eye to things, I think we could, you know, hopefully turn things around. So I'm glad that you had a great time at your event as well. I wanted to just touch on a few updates. As you all know, I did make it to Chicago and made it back home safely for the Self-Employment Expo, and I want to share more of those activities with you in the body of the conversation today. Secondly, I've had to reschedule my April 7th and 8th book signing event in D.C. I hope to push it back just 1 week, but I'll keep everyone posted as I reschedule and set the dates for that. Again, April 30th, I plan to be with you there in Cleveland, Ohio, for your event as well. And also I plan to attend Ms. Minister Pat's 100 Men and 100 Women. I believe it's the In White event, so I want to look to be there as well to show support and also reach out to that community, because, again, we're all just really one, and there's no more, you know, events happening in urban America or the metropolitan areas that don't affect suburban America, rural America, or any other place in this great nation. We can't keep thinking, not in my backyard, because whatever's going on elsewhere, it will soon come to hit on your doorstep. Excuse me. We continuously are not involved or pretending that these events, activities, or situations are not occurring, because it can happen right there in your house any day of the week. Also, for anyone who wants to learn more about me, as well as my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, I encourage you to visit my website at www.versywalker.com and see what's going on. Let you see, you know, exactly what I'm about and what I try to give to the community and what I try to do for others. Some people don't even know I'm actually a board member of my local school community here, which I was elected last July. It is a daunting task, but one that I'm willing to embark upon, because I'm getting educated to the constraints to the situations in the school district that were foreign to me, that I didn't believe still occurred. And I'm glad to now be a part of that. And I think more people should just volunteer and support any community activity because, again, it's your community. Today I do want to talk about the subject that I actually spoke at the Self-Employment Expo, and that subject was actually reigniting your mind from poverty to prosperity, the million-dollar mind. And the expo itself went off so well. The events were great. It was a tremendous opportunity for many of those who came because a lot of them became informed, enlightened, and educated on the various employment opportunities that are out there. And those are the multi-level marketing, the direct marketing, sales, manufacturing. And if you didn't attend that event or events like that, especially in today's economy, so many of us people are putting ourselves at a great disadvantage. If you're waiting for the right time, if you're waiting for the right finances, if you're waiting for the right opportunity, now is the time. And I keep telling people, we're in due season. There is fertile ground. And I'm not sure why so many people are not getting it. The Kaufman Index that relates to growth opportunities from an entrepreneur standpoint, they indicated that in 2009, 558,000 new businesses were started. These were by new entrepreneurs and repeat entrepreneurs. This number was the highest number, and it actually surpassed the numbers from 1999 and the numbers of 2000. That's amazing because if that's the case, we're looking at that period of time as the economic boom, as the technical revelation, where people made more money than they ever made before, the dot-com era. And if we're saying that there were more new businesses started by entrepreneurs and repeat entrepreneurs during that time, we don't want to miss this vote, people. We don't want to miss it. I was even educated, Coach, on the actual company that is really Sprint. Sprint is not originally or really a telephone company or a cell phone carrier. It is South Pacific Rail International something transportation. So it is actually the railroad company that took the first letters of their name. So they didn't even change their name. They didn't come up with something new. They took their existing name and just took the first letters of each part of their name and came up with a company called Sprint. That's astonishing. But now we know transportation makes money. We know telecom makes money. So they're almost a baby conglomerate. But there's more companies out there that are doing the same thing, but at a rate of 558,000 new businesses, people. The opportunities lie within you. The next millionaire is actually you. And I'm just trying to convey that over and over again. And so I was glad to be at the event, saw some old faces, some new faces, got some surprises as well. I had some friends who showed up just to say, hey, welcome home. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm glad you made it back. That touches me far greater than anything else because you always get those. Oh, man, I wish I knew you were here. Oh, man, you know, you should have called me. But those who follow me, those who know me, those who love me, they keep in touch, and they realize the effort it takes to get back home and made my journey and also my visit far, far, you know, more greater than what I even envisioned by going there. For me this time, when it came to the expo, it was quite different than other expos that I've attended. I was so relaxed. I had my PowerPoint presentation, I had my signage, I had everything, but I was so comfortable. And at that time, I knew I was in the moment. I was going to enjoy myself regardless of what the outcome was. When I presented, prior to presenting, I guess Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong, I put together, Coach, a real nice PowerPoint presentation, but my new laptop, unbeknownst to me, did not fit the normal adapters for the projection. So now, okay, this great thing I put together to present with ain't working. But fortunately, I had a little angel that popped up. He gave me his projector. We flipped my information, put it on a thumb drive, converted it to a PowerPoint, used his laptop, and was able to pull off the event almost without a hitch. The presentation went well. So the benefits were the fact that I wanted to utilize the PowerPoint for, because you and I very seldom even use a PowerPoint when we present to people. But what I wanted this time around, because I was actually going there not so much to sell my wares and to have people buy this or do that. I really want to go there more as a mentor, as a supporter, to give back and give information and to let people know that, yeah, I have excelled in life to a certain degree and got to a certain station in life, but for the most part, it wasn't mercy. It wasn't me by myself. There was some assistance, family support, friend support, but more importantly, it was the mentor coaching aspect that a lot of young entrepreneurs and business owners are not getting. They're not receiving. They don't know who to go to, someone who's been there, done that, and can help them get through that. And so I really want to convey that. And by having the PowerPoint, it allows them not only to listen to me, but to see visually what I was describing and talking about, and then have them to write. And they were so intense. They were hinging on every word, and they were jotting down information. That's the effect I wanted, because I know that if they write, if they see, and if they hear, they would then retain 75 to 85% of the information. And whether they ever do business with me or not, I'm okay with that, because as long as they have the information, they can then go forward and make informed decisions. So I wanted to be that guy, that catalyst, that go-to person that wanted to allow them to see visible manifestation, that hard work, determination, and a vision can get them anywhere they want to be. And my whole presentation surrounded that. But again, it talked about reigniting their thinking from poverty to prosperity and asking them at that time, you know what, go ahead and embrace the million-dollar mindset. Forget about anything else. Embrace what I'm telling you, because this would then help catapult these individuals and others to the next level. Also, what I did, Coach, is something I've done before on the show here, and I asked them to close their eyes and envision themselves, imagine themselves of what their life would look like if they took it to the next level. I asked prior to doing that for 100% participation. And I got it. So we're talking about 50, 60 people in a room with their eyes closed, searching their imagination, thinking about what life would look like if they took it to the next level. These ages probably range from 25 to 65, but they were doing it. And the thing that really touched me is they all got it. They all understood. So I went and proceeded to go ahead and share with them. You know, I said, you know what, let me tell you, all great things originate in the mind. That set the tone for the entire presentation. They were, at that point, they were on track. They were on focus. They were ready to receive the information, which, again, did my heart proud, because, again, these are our community. These are our people. These are things that I know each and one of those individuals will soon be, hopefully, one of those 558,000 new individuals that Forbes, New York Times, the Kauffman Index will then be talking about in the next 2 to 3 to 5 years, catching this next wave of information and opportunity, whatever the vehicles may be. But being able to now embrace it because they visualized, they saw, they considered what now their life can be. Now, before I continue further with this topic, what I want to do is also share with you and the listeners that during this presentation, I unveiled my new Million Dollar Mind Success Building Series. Now, what this is a new mentoring program that was created by myself and also a colleague of mine there in Chicago by the name of Dr. Sergey Ganduri, which he and I are both now featured on the cover of Mentors Magazine. His cover and his issue came out April 1st. I think mine is set for June or July 1st to come out. But we sat down in just the last 3 weeks and created this program to help others achieve their success. Initially, didn't even think we should collaborate. Then after that, didn't think we could hit that two-week deadline from putting together a questionnaire, putting together the level of services that we want to offer with this program, and why were we doing it? You know, would it be just for monetary gain? Would it be just for, you know, notoriety? What are we really looking to get out of this? And me, I just had to, you know, do a minimal amount of soul searching. I just know what difficulties I had getting outside of myself, getting out of my own head, looking at certain things multidimensionally, seeing that, you know what, it's not as luxurious as it may sound. I'm self-employed, self-made, did it all myself. We need some, again, cohesive bonds. We need other people's input, other people's influences and understanding on different methodologies for marketing, for branding, for exposure, that maybe our limited information, our limited time, our limited experience can't bring that. And so we need to, you know, go back to including others and seeing how this thing could change and help catapult. So I knew why I wanted to do it. And he also did the same thing, and that was one of the reasons why he did as well. And emphatically, enthusiastically, we got it done. Now, this mentoring program offers 3 levels, the silver, the gold, and the platinum. It includes everything from e-newsletters to webinars and even one-on-one coaching for those who really want to invest in themselves, but more importantly, into their business. And as I express to these individuals, all the greats do it. And if you're more concerned with the cost of an investment, you would never consider or benefit from the features or the benefits of that investment. And so we have to go ahead and embrace the million-dollar mind if we want to go to the next level. So I am so excited about this new program because finally there's something that I'm a part of that can give back in ways that never before I may have even thought of. And I'll be sharing more of this in the days and weeks to come. And if anyone here wishes to learn more about this mentoring program, just inbox me right here on Facebook. Just inbox me, and I can share with you, again, the nuances and how this thing will start to unfold. Now back to the topic of reigniting your mind from poverty to prosperity. I know that you all have heard this from me at least 1,000 times right here on the show. And I always followed up with saying that everything great always originates in the mind. Now, that I emphatically believe. This is my heart of hearts. And that in life, you also need to set your mind for what you want your reality to be. Because I really believe that from the mind comes your thoughts. And the thoughts that you think become things. And people, as you know, those things that are derived from your thinking become your reality. Again, this theory I believe in 100%. I think it's accurate. However, after traveling back home and thinking about my life and the journey that I am now on, I was forced to rethink this thing about the mind. Now, I know that you can't always just think or wish yourself out of a bad situation or into a better one. There must be action. However, in rethinking this concept, I began to think how, too, dreams are formed in our mind, or at least in our subconsciousness, which then sets our mind off into an entirely different direction. See, I now understand how thoughts can also originate through our eyes. Yes, our eyes or our vision. Because we always know that the eyes are the windows to our soul, but the eyes are also the gateway to your dreams, to the unforeseeable future. It could set sights on horizons, on planes that have no backdrop and no landscape, and you can envision an emporium. You can envision a kingdom. You can make wondrous things happen. But I had to realize that this too happens, originates, starts, or can develop through the eyes. You've all heard me say that if you can see more, then you can be more. This is where I'm coming from, people. I'm coming from that maybe mindset or that consciousness. So if you can see more, then you can be more. See, in the movie Boys in the Hood, Doughboy wasn't able to be more because his eyes hadn't yet seen more. All he knew was a four-block radius. All he pretty much knew was his front porch or somebody else's front porch. But his concept was far different than the concept of Cuba Gooding Jr.'s vision because, Larry Fishburne, who was Cuba's father, he had impregnated his mind. He had taken him places, went fishing, did things other than just the neighborhood. But Doughboy, that was all he had because he couldn't be more because his eyes had not yet seen more. Now, going back this weekend helped me to realize or really, you know, drive this point home and led me to better understand the importance, people, the importance of exposure. Being able to see something other than your current surroundings, doing and going places other than Mom and Them's house or to the mall has helped so many people change what some may call a generational curse. There are people who are part of a generational poverty. Great-grandmama, and Mom and Them, you know, lived in the projects. But this is all I'm going to ever have, too. So-and-so ain't never had, and, you know, they ain't had, I ain't gonna never have either. That's a generational curse, a mindset, a stereotype, a stigma, a superstition that they can break if given the chance of exposure. You see, that was what the Self-Employment Expo offered so many people. That's what your event coach at Essex County Community College afforded those individuals. See, they hadn't been to the places that you had been, but through your description, through your explanation, through your desire to get the information out, you took their mind on a journey. And what they also probably did, Coach, too, they probably closed their eyes as well and imagine what their life could have been like had not somebody else maybe stood in the gap. Had not somebody else maybe exposed them to something other than what their community had to afford them. If somebody else had not dared them to challenge themselves and dream further and farther beyond their circumstances. See, this is what I now consider a large part of my success. See, my mom and my family exposed me early in life to more than just what our communities had to offer. I used to tell people when I would speak, I would say, you know, I'm a recovering addict. And they were like, whoa, you are? I said, yeah, you know, I was on drugs early in life. They said, wow, I couldn't imagine that. I said, in fact, it was my family's fault. They got me started. They got me hooked. They got me on drugs. And they were like, for real? I said, yeah, because, see, my grandmother drugged me to the store. My mother drugged me to school. My grandmother drugged me to the church. They drugged me all over the place. because they loved me enough to show me that whose I was and who I was and all that I can be. If I would just dream, if I would just have those desires and aspirations, they didn't frown upon that. They didn't look at my imaginary friends as being foolish rhetoric. They didn't. They encouraged that. So when I told them that part of drugs is what I meant, they all got relieved and they felt comfortable and they felt confident that maybe they too would make it and they too could be okay. If they would just drag these kids, if they would just drag themselves out of bed, if they would just drag their imagination back to the dream board, how much more they could succeed. What they too can have in this life and in this time, not wishing for the afterlife, knowing that if they take care of this life, the afterlife is going to come. It's what did you do in this life? How much did you contribute? How much did you offer back? How much of this life did you live? Because people are living. They're alive today, but they're not living their dreams. Many people are just existing. They're walking through life, looking for the next excuse, the next opportunity not to achieve, thereby wondering why they haven't received, because truly in their heart they don't believe. It was very apparent for me watching those wonderful individuals who sat in my workshop on Saturday that they were looking to see more, because they were looking to be more. And that made my heart proud. That showed something to me, because they could have been anywhere else on the planet, but they chose to show up and allow me to show out. But to let them know that, you know what, I'm nobody wonderful. To let them know that I know that bad things happen to good people, but also I know that good people can overcome bad things. Letting them know that the concept of setting your mind to what you want your reality to be is wonderful. It is wondrous, you know, because that whole statement can be used to overcome so many aspects of your life. And for instance, and I didn't share that with them, but I'm going to share that here with you guys today. But with that concept, someone could come and say to you, man, I am sick and tired of my life and the way that my life is going. You could simply say, well, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and set your mind to what you want your reality to be? How profound of a comeback is that? Now imagine if someone were to tell you that, oh, man, if I was the boss of this place, I could turn this company around. You once again can say, simply, how about going ahead and setting your mind to what you want your reality to be? Because by doing so, people, you can not only free them from their shackles, you may even be freeing yourself. Because you have now answered the question that may not have even been answered. They are making blatant statements which are only digging themselves deeper in their circumstances and their situation because the comments, the negative or the inactive approach, it is saying to them and to those around them, I have no choice in this manner. I can't make a difference. I can't change my life around. And you know, especially those who've been listening to us long enough, you know, if they set their minds to what they want their reality to be, they can change any seemingly circumstance at whim, at their will, at any moment. Because when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll get up and you do something different. So that's what I would like everybody to now start saying. When things are not going people's way and they can't seem to muster up the energy, the confidence, they're fighting depression, anxiety, feeling helpless and hopeless, just tell them, set your mind to what you want your reality to be. Because if they reignite their thinking from poverty to prosperity and embrace the million-dollar mind concept, just being enthusiastic. If we were just enthusiastic or just optimistic about life in general, we can then change the paradigm of this situation. And if we did it hard enough, long enough, we can maybe even change the axis of the universe. And then things will start coming your way. It will start embracing what you feel that you want your life to be. You have to experience it. And these opportunities like Saturday, you know, meant so much to me. And I was anticipating it because I actually partook in it last year. And to have done it again for a second year, I felt like those people in the audience, I celebrated them. I told them, I celebrate you because you were smart enough to be here. You were smart enough to realize that you couldn't get this sitting on your couch. And any rendition of what you heard today that would have been sent to you or given to you by a family member or a friend wouldn't have given you the same impact. It would have been lost in translation. So they had to be there. And those individuals who are there, I guarantee you that today is a different day than yesterday was for them because of that event, because of events like this. And I look to, and I know you do too, you too, Coach, look to put on more events like that to share and have our people again be reignited. There's too much good stuff that is going on and is happening that we're not informed about. And the media would like to keep us that way. They would like to keep us more concerned with what Kim Kardashian wore yesterday to an award than what's going on in your backyard and how Libya really affects you, how the oil crisis and the prices really affect you. They don't want to inform you. They don't want to educate you. They don't want to enlighten you. They want to scare you. So that's why the news is driven primarily by fear. They show the first 10 minutes, first 13 minutes of the news is about mayhem, death, and despair. Then they talk about a puppy or talk about, you know, a whale that was saved or something, but nothing significant, you know, but again, keep you in a place of fear would keep you from promoting yourself, from generating income and opportunity for you and your family, for your communities. And that's why we have to, people, teach ourselves and our children, get back to a place where we realize we can set our mind to what we want our reality to be and share that with everyone. And anytime there's despair or dismay that comes your way, shrug it off, shake it off, encourage others while encouraging yourself and keeping yourself grounded. I shared with, you know, those individuals at the time. I showed them other covers of the Mentors magazine, which had Les Brown, Sharon Lecter, who was actually the co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Mark Victor Hansen, Alba Ali, which is Muhammad Ali's nephew, all of these individuals who had graced the covers of Mentors magazine, and I'm asking them, you know, what do all these people have in common? And, you know, you get the typical comment, they're rich, they're famous, they're, you know, everybody knows them. That's true. But also, too, after knowing these people and working with these individuals, you realize that these individuals, too, had to reignite their thinking from poverty to prosperity to get to where they're at. I've even shared with them the story that Les Brown told about how when someone asked him, you know, was it hard for him to make his first $1 million? And he had to think a moment and stated, you know, no, it wasn't really hard to make my first million. What was hard was wrapping my mind around the concept that I could. See, he was stricken by the thoughts of his past. He was conflicted by the experiences that he had went through. See, he was someone who was abandoned by his mother on a floor of an abandoned building just moments after she gave birth to him and his twin brother. He was called educationally retarded. He had been fired from more jobs than he had had. So you probably can sense or understand his struggle, him having adversity, him thinking that, oh, well, maybe I'm not worthy. My mama didn't want me. The world called me retarded. They fired me more times and more places than I've had opportunity to even work at. How can I, me, become a millionaire? But once he wrapped his mind around the concept that he could, he did. He did. He became what he thought he would be. And so when I talked last week about the other Wes Moore, one being in prison, one being, you know, a Rhodes Scholar and notoriety and fame and fortune, and they had a conversation, both of the Wes Moores, and the one Wes Moore who wasn't incarcerated asked, were we victims of our circumstances? And the one who was incarcerated said, no, we were victims of our anticipation or expectation. See, you know, if you only expect certain people to reach a certain level, they oftentimes will. When you expect the best and goodness out of everyone, they seem to strive for that. And that's why I expect those people who listen to us to do exceedingly well in life, to make things happen, to become that community leader, to become that person who's active, to become that one with the universe and believe in self. Because the expectation is there. The belief is there. We already know there's opportunity there. But I believe in each and every one that I come encounter with, because I know that somebody believed in me. You won't believe, Coach, how many times I've had business offers and opportunities that came my way because somebody else believed in me and my capabilities. Told me about opportunities that I was oblivious to. No, Versi, I think you'll be good doing that. No, I mean, just try it. So I had to sometimes rely on other people's confidence in me until I gained that same amount of confidence into myself. But I thank God for those people. Each and every day, I thank God for those individuals, even for yourself, for giving me the opportunities, for having me be a part of, for showing me that there's a different way of doing things to meet my overall goal and objective. But each of those people on those Mentors covers, those Vogue covers, those videos, most of them had to reignite their thinking from poverty to prosperity, to believing that they can do better and be better, believing that if they see more, they can be more. That's why they stand there with confidence and conviction. That's why they're able to orate and give communications and speeches and perform the way they do. They shrugged off the naysayers. They've applied an aspect of their lives and demonstrated in front of the world to see, for celebration or for criticism. But they realize that they're living their dreams. They've woken up people and gotten busy. And that's what I wish for each and every one of you who listens to the sound of my voice, each and every one of you who takes the time to get involved. I wish that for you too. To be able to wake up today, start living your dream and getting busy at it. And getting busy. And that's the difference between the worker ant and the hound dog. You know, the hound dog just lays around and waits for you to feed him. The worker ant just gets busy. It stays busy, constantly building, constantly moving. It does not sit still. And he has a far greater life, does greater things in his world, in his universe. But it's that reigniting your thinking from poverty to prosperity. It's that embracing the million-dollar mindset. And it's that setting your mind to what you want your reality to be. Even the reason I even came up with the million-dollar mind, the reason that I'm expanding it to the million-dollar mind success series, the million-dollar mind training series, the million-dollar mind leadership series, it's from a comment. And I'm going back to Les Brown again, from that comment that he was able to make his first $1 million once he wrapped his mind around it. See, we have million-dollar thoughts, suggestions, ideas on a regular basis. But for some reason, we became a dismissive society. We dismissed everything. Think that it's foolish bantering, foolish rhetoric. It's just verbiage. And so we don't embrace it anymore. And then we sit back in awe of the people who do. Wow, they're great. Wow, she's special. But you too had a thought, an inkling, or an idea that entered your mind, but you shrugged it off. You prayed the night before for deliverance. Prayed the night before for an answer. And when the person stood there and rang the doorbell and said, "Here, I'm here for you," you slammed the door and said, "You know what? That wasn't for me. That wasn't my answer." And blew it off. I know we are reaching for the brass ring. We're looking for the silver lining. But sometimes we got to walk through the mud to get to the pavement. But once you're there, people, you're on fertile ground. You have a firm foundation. The answer doesn't always come back. I used to think if I loaned you $50 and you didn't pay me back, I was mad at you. I was angry. You had nothing else to say to me. I now bless you and release you, because sometimes I miss the $500, $5,000, well, potentially the $5 million opportunity or blessing that was penetrating, that was coming my way, because I was still focused in on a $50 investment, something I gave you, something that you didn't give back. Okay, that's not my place to remind you. It's your place to remember. You're responsible for that. But I'll bless you and allow you to go along your way, because I know by me giving, I'm sure going to receive in abundance. And we have to embrace the million-dollar concept, and that's what that is. You know, we all know if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense, but we got to stop sweating over the pennies. We got to stop having so much anxiety over the small stuff. Take stock and pride in ourselves and the fact that we can turn this thing around. If there's a better way, then find it. Let me know. I'm willing to try it. But right now, I do know one thing in this day and this time and beginning of time, that if you believe strong enough in something, you can create the existence that you want for yourself and others. You can wish bad people and bad things out of your life. You can will them away. But you can't keep detoxifying yourself. You can't go in and say, you know, I'm going to rehab and I made it. I did my 30-day stint and I'm 6 months in and I'm clean. I'm good. But let me go back down to that bar that I used to get drunk. They used to spend my nights and days picking myself up off the floor. Let me just go there and give me some water and I'll be okay. No, people, you can't do that. You can't keep going back to those toxic surroundings and think that because you're clean that you will be okay. The enticement is too intense. Know where you're weak at. Ask for support. Ask for help. But don't voluntarily go back down that road. But that, again, that's someone who's not setting their mind to what they want their reality to be, haven't embraced the million-dollar mindset, and have not fully engaged in reigniting their mind from poverty to prosperity. Because they think that they're still that old drunk, or that person who gets hired, that person who was a victim or who was victimized, and not realizing they're a child of God and that now they have the power within. And you don't even need to test the waters. You don't even need to get involved. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. And that's what that moment in time going back home did for me, people. It allowed me to see it's not just in the mind as well, but it's through the eyes, it's through the vision, it's through expectations that many of these dreams are culminated and cultivated and formed in our mind and our subconscious. It's what a six-year-old boy or girl saw standing on the corner one day that said, "When I grow up, I'm going to do that." Someone who watched a NASA launch a satellite or a spaceship in the sky and said, "One day when I grow up, I'm going to do that." And that became their constitution, their conviction, and here they are, 33 years old, and they're doing it. They're living it. It was through their visionary. It was through the mind, the gateway to their dreams from their eyes. And I want you people today listening to do the same. Jot down your aspirations. Jot down your expectations. Jot down, you know, the duration and the time you think it's going to take to get to where you want to be. And hold those to be truth. get busy, take action, and make themselves evident. No longer talk about you want to lose weight. Get busy. Get that gym membership. Buy those gym shoes. Reduce your eating. You want to go back to school? Find syllabus. Call the colleges. Get your transfer. Do what you need to do, because once you set your mind to what you want your reality to be, the hardest thing in the world to change or break is a made-up mind. Make it up for your best benefit. And as I always say, go out there today and be fearless, people. And with that, Coach, I'm going to go ahead and shut down and let you take it away.
Awesome, awesome, awesome million-dollar mindset, Mr. Versi Walker. Well, y'all heard it right here. And it is time to make it happen for yourself. You got some more instructions. Okay, we'll take this caller. We have about 3 minutes left on the show. Caller, area code 708. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. And
Hi.
What is your comment or question? Hi.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm calling from the Chicagoland area. And I just want to say I was an attendee at the conference this past weekend with Mr. Versi Walker, and that it was awesome. If anybody missed it, they really missed something that was awesome. So hopefully any followers out there will hear this and hopefully follow and get in on the next conference, because it's well worth it.
Thank you, Ms. Brenda. Thank you so much.
All righty.
So Chicago's in the house.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for calling in with that comment. You know, that is good. You know, we will definitely have to, let people come on and, say what they are actually getting out of conferences like that. And so that also, I think, can also enlist other people to tune into the show and hear, follow up as to what you can get out of a conference like owning your own business, being self-employed. And a lot of people have to make that decision these days. They don't have a choice. It's not like, okay, it's not a luxury to start your own business anymore. It is a necessity, because so many people, are having a hard time, finding a job. And some people are really devastated by that fact that they can't find a job. Well, don't do that. Don't be devastated. Why? Because God has given you gifts and talents that you could use to make a job. So we got to get people definitely out of the mindset that they just have to go and find a job or go and work somewhere. You can actually work for yourself. And it's not as hard as some people think. And there's so many variety of ways to be in business for yourself. There's tons and tons and tons of ways. So there's just really that information has to go out. So you're right, Mr. Walker. Those are the types of programs that I absolutely enjoy. Would have loved to have been there in Chicago for this weekend for that event, but we were having the conference here, a convention actually here in New Jersey, 2 days, so we could not go, but we definitely are. I know one lady did show up, and she's talking about doing something like that right here in New Jersey, bringing together like an expo type for business owners. So anyway, I'm glad you had a great time. Congratulations on your series, The Million Dollar Mindset, the leadership training. And we know that it's going to be great, and just doing life, having fun, like you said, That's right, living life, having fun. Congratulations to Kiva and Pat and Paul. Thank you, Paul, for your updates again on Japan and Tokyo. We're glad to see that one of the nuclear plants or have you, they were able to repair it. So we're very, very happy and excited to hear that they were able to fix a leak in one of the atomic power plants. So we're very happy to hear that. Also want to say good morning to Troy Shadow and Hypno Solutions and all the guests in the chat room and those of you who are listening via the switchboard. Good morning to Mr. Obey. Glad that you are tuning in again, and we look forward to connecting with you on some other projects. And so we thank you for tuning in regularly to the show. Thank you, Mr. Walker, for that powerful inspiration to get us going, keep us going right here in the middle of the week. And we just, well, so you know, it's the middle of the week for some, but for some of us, it's just another day, you know. And it's like you said, what's your expectation? This is when you're living life like this, and every day, hey, look, every day is Saturday anyway. So you know, listen, we are that, and everybody that tunes into this show, that far as I know, are the same kind of like-minded people, and that's why they're tuning in. And we want to have people, if you want to have, you know, every day a great day, a successful day, something that you enjoy doing, make sure you encourage them to tune into the Coach Elisa Show. You don't have to try to explain to them what it's all about. Just, you see, if you go in to try and explain to them what it's about, you're going to miss it. Just tell them to tune in, because this has to be caught. You can't really tell them, well, it's this, this, and that. So you've tried that. It hasn't worked. Just say, here's the number. Give them the number. Give it to them. Write it down for them. Text it to them. Say, here, tune in. And they'll see for themselves what they get out of it each and every day. And we're here to change lives. So we'll be back tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing you there. So have a great day, everybody. And don't forget, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Elisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Elisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.